Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
What company is this?
Yes, ma'am. So we are a third-party company. We do handle with a lot of businesses and their products. What I can get done for you, if I can have your zip code, I can see if you bought products from us.
It's 2401.
Okay, and can I have your first and last name?
Joyce Gators.
I'm sorry, ma'am, you cut out there at the end.
Joyce Dieters, D as in David, E-T-E-R-S.
Okay, and you did say your zip code was 2401?
62401.
Okay, I do apologize. And can you verify your shipping address, Ms. Joyce?
201 South Willow Street, apartment 16.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you'll just give me 1 second to look over your account and see what I got going on, and then I'll be right back, okay? Okay, ma'am, so I do see here you bought our Eclair face cream. This cream is a really good cream. They are all natural, and they do help with fine lines and wrinkles. What can I help you with, ma'am?
Can you cancel that?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can, but we really do hate to lose you as a customer. If the price is the problem, what I can do is I can offer you a 35% discount.
No.
Okay. Not even if I add my friends and family discount of 50%?
No. I can't afford it, really.
Okay, so if you'll just hold one moment for me, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, so what if I got that price down to $21.99? Would that be something that you would be interested in?
No, I'd better not.
Okay. So just give me one more moment. I can go ahead and get you canceled out, okay?
Okay. How long will it take for that money to get back in my account?
Oh, those charges are valid, ma'am. I do apologize, but I cannot touch that.
Then how do I get $90 back?
I'm sorry?
How do I get $90 back? $92.90.
Yes, ma'am. So that charge is valid, ma'am. But what I can do for you is I did go ahead and cancel your account out, so you won't be charged any longer. I do apologize for that, but...
No, I want my money back.
Well, ma'am, it did state in the terms and conditions that you would be charged the full price of that product if you didn't give us a call within those 14 days.
I still want my money back.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that, but there's nothing that I can do. You would have had to call us within the... I'm sorry?
Then find somebody that can.
Well, ma'am,
I'm not $90 because you sent...
I do understand, ma'am, and I do apologize, but we do all follow the same protocols here, if I do transfer you, they will just state the same thing that I'm stating. And I do apologize for that, but that $92.90, that is a valid charge, ma'am. Because once you click that...
I'll be down the window.
I'm sorry?
So I might as well be paying $100 on the window.
Well, ma'am, whenever you click that box stating that you're 18 or older, you also agreed to the terms and conditions of this product, and it did state if you didn't give us a call within 14 days, you would be charged at $92.90.
Am I still going to get my...
I'm sorry?
Am I still going to get the product?
Yes, ma'am. The $92.90 is the product that you received in the mail already, ma'am.
One I'm using.
Correct.
So that jar actually $100.
Yes, ma'am. So on March the 1st, you only had to pay $6.70, and that gave you time to test out that product and see if maybe that was a product that you would like to purchase. So we gave you 14 days to try that product out. If you didn't give us a call stating that you wanted to cancel, then you would have to pay the full price of that product, which was $92.90. But I did go ahead and get you all canceled out, so you won't be charged again. But I cannot touch that $92.90 at this moment.
Then can change you.
Yes, ma'am. So, like I said, that charge is a valid charge, ma'am.
I'm 74 years old. I want my money back.
I do understand, ma'am, and I do apologize, but I am helping you the best way that I can help you. I have canceled your account, so you won't be charged again.
I want my money back.
I do understand that, ma'am, but I can't give you your money back because that is a valid charge. If that's all that I can help you with, ma'am, I do apologize. But I just want to say thanks for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Well, I'll make sure other people know.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. But you did check that box stating that you agreed with the terms and conditions of this product.
Yeah, well, everybody's changed.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I apologize. But I have helped you all that I can help you. So thank you.